Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's support to implement Gaza peace plan in telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Both leaders reiterate zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Antonio says his country wants to increase industrial collaborations, joint ventures and co-production projects with India. Clashes between Thailand and Cambodia force mass evacuation from border areas. 19 people killed after two buildings collapse in Morocco. And in men's cricket, India to face South Africa in second T20 encounter in New Chandigarh tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the continued momentum in India-Israel strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen these ties for mutual benefits. Our report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned terrorism and reiterated their zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister's office said the two leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts towards a just and durable peace in the region, including early implementation of the Gaza peace plan. Swati Rakheja for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today highlighted that India-Italy partnership is built on democratic values and a shared commitment to a stable, secure and prosperous world. In his opening remarks during a meeting with Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani in New Delhi today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that both the countries are moving forward with the Joint Strategic Action Plan for 2025-29.
Our partnership, which is built on democratic values, it is on respect for civilization, for culture, for heritage, and our commitment to a stable, secure and prosperous world. I want to thank you also for the message of solidarity from the government of Italy when we had this terror incident last month in New Delhi. We work with Italy. We regard you as one of our closest partners, including in the FATF, the Financial Action Task Force.
Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Antonio Tajani and his delegation are on a three-day visit to India. They also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. In an article written on his visit, Mr. Tajani said, Italy wants to increase industrial collaborations, joint ventures, co-development and co-production projects with India. He said his visit to New Delhi is to further reinvigorate the economic partnership between the two countries. US-based tech giant Amazon has announced an investment of $35 billion in India by 2030. Senior VP Emerging Markets of Amazon, Amit Agarwal, made the announcement at the 6th edition of Amazon's PAV Summit in New Delhi today. He said the investment aligns with Amazon's growth with the vision of Viksit Bharat. Earlier, another tech giant, Microsoft, announced its pledge to invest more than $17 billion to build the infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities for India's AI-first future. The Asian Development Bank, or ADB, has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2% from 6.5% for the current financial year in its Asia and Pacific's Growth Outlook report. This marks a rise of 0.7 percentage points after the country registered robust July to September quarter growth and prospects of a stronger fiscal. A series of sectoral sessions was held after the inaugural ceremony of the Pravasi Rajasthani Divas in Jaipur. These sessions brought together experts from industry, tourism, startups, education, skill development and IT, along with government officials and overseas Rajasthanis. The tourism focus session witnessed an active discussion on boosting heritage tourism, rural tourism and experiential travel opportunities in Rajasthan. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat addressed the session and said that Rajasthan holds immense potential to emerge as one of the world's leading tourism destinations. He emphasized that the state's rich culture, vibrant festivals, and unique desert landscape provide unmatched opportunities for investment. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Ongoing border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia have forced evacuation of over 4 lakh Thai residents across 7 provinces. Thailand's Defence Ministry in a social media post said the exchange of fire occurred in multiple areas this morning in the border regions of Buriram, Surin, Sisaket and Ubon Ratchathani provinces. A report.
The conflict, which reignited on Sunday afternoon, has also led to the temporary closure of more than 800 schools and several hospitals in Thailand's border areas. Both sides have accused each other of initiating the violence, which continues into its fourth day. Meanwhile, Cambodian Defense Minister said that over 1 lakh Cambodian villagers have fled their homes. It has accused the Thai military of using heavy weapons, including F-16 fighter jets, to target both the military positions and civilian areas in Cambodia. And so far, 7 Cambodian civilians have been killed and 20 others wounded in the conflict. Kiran Jha for World News.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has said Russia prioritizes lasting and sustainable peace in Ukraine over a ceasefire. Asked about Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's statement about Kyiv being ready to establish an energy truce, Peskov said that Russia is working on peace and not a ceasefire. Addressing a media briefing in Moscow today, Peskov added that sustainable, durable and lasting peace achieved through the signing of documents on the matter is an absolute priority. Peskov had earlier this month dismissed claims that Russian President Vladimir Putin rejected US's peace plan for Ukraine, calling it incorrect. 19 people have died and 16 others were injured after 2 buildings collapsed in Morocco today. The state media reported that 2 adjoining 4-story residential buildings collapsed in Fez, one of Morocco's oldest and most densely populated cities. Rescue and relief efforts are underway and workers are clearing the debris as families awaited news of those still missing. Several people were killed in a drone strike last evening near Sudan's largest oil processing facility carried out by the Sudanese armed forces. Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which has been fighting Sudan's military since 2023, said that the oil field in Hegeleg was attacked a day after the RSF seized the facility near the border with South Sudan. Deepavali, one of India's foremost cultural and spiritual festivals, has been included in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organizations or UNESCO representative list of Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity today. Announcing this, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, "This is an emotional moment for every Indian." He said that Deepavali is not just celebrated, but it is felt, lived and absorbed across generations. On to sports now. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the second T20 International of the 5-match series in New Chandigarh tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Indian hockey team clinched their first bronze medal at the 2025 FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup in Chennai today. The hosts recorded a sensational 4-2 comeback win against Argentina, scoring 4 goals in 11 minutes to secure the third place in the tournament. Ankit Pal, Manmeet Singh, Shardanand Tiwari and Anmol Ekka scored for India after Nicolas Rodriguez and Santiago Fernandez had given the visitors the lead. And now before we close, there are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's support to implement Gaza peace plan in telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Both leaders reiterate zero tolerance approach towards terrorism. Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Antonio says his country wants to increase industrial collaborations, joint ventures and co-production projects with India. Clashes between Thailand and Cambodia force mass evacuation from border areas. 19 people killed after 2 buildings collapse in Morocco. And in men's cricket, India to face South Africa in second T20 encounter in New Chandigarh tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.